The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, your favorite show about the paranormal. I'm your host, Chauncey, and this is my co-host, Sean. How are you doing, Sean?
Hello. Good.
You had a good week since last week?
I sure did, yeah.
Anything exciting?
No, nothing I can talk about.
Well, good, because I have a lot to complain about.
Excellent. Let's go ahead. But before you do that, is it okay if I come out real quick here?
Sure.
All right. So, everyone, loyal listeners, I'm a trans woman. I go by Kara. I've been on hormones for like 3 years, but I've been doing Sean on the radio because voices are hard. But it's actually Kara. Okay.
So, I thought you told me you had nothing going on this week and nothing to talk about. What is that business?
I thought it would be funny if I just did that without telling you.
All right,
it gives me fiendish glee to come out as trans on KCNR.
Funny.
So,
all right.
Without
like
telling anyone.
I like it.
All right.
So, Kara.
Now you all know.
Here's what I'm hating on this week.
Excellent. Go ahead.
I'm a smoker, and I hate it. Drives me bonkers. I'm trying to quit. I hate it.
Okay.
But I smoke on my back porch, and there's this kid. Mm. There's like, here's my porch. I got a fence. I got a run of rocks. And then a sidewalk. And this kid feels the need to walk across my yard the whole time and walk across my rocks.
I hate him already.
Right. And I'm sitting there on the back porch. He's like 12.
Ugh.
Smoking. And like every time this kid walks by, he's all, oh, God. And I'm just all like, oh, my God. It makes me want to smoke more. It makes me just want to blow it in that kid's face.
Maybe he has asthma.
No.
No, it's clearly, like, exaggerated coughing.
Clearly.
Okay. Maybe he's working.
And plus, this kid's been my neighbor for years, you know, and I've heard a lot of complaining out of this kid over the years. And I just want to grab him and be all, you know, the world's changing, people are changing, but still nobody likes a complainer. You know, it's like, how is this going to help you in the future, you know? Or is his family not telling him, man, you need to stop complaining?
I don't know.
So I'm like...
Maybe he's a sociopath.
I don't know.
I'm
going to kill this kid. I'm going to sneak
well,
in his
now
house.
You never can.
Well, if I quit smoking, I can at least get second-degree murder. Right? Like crime of passion, because like I would quit smoking and I got all...
Not if you premeditated on the radio like 2 weeks before.
I'm not really going to do it.
Well, you say that now.
Well, I don't think this counts as premeditation.
But now you don't have the option, because they can just play this in court and be like...
Why are you using my own argument against me?
Because
I pulled this on you in our chat the other day. I told you...
And you had some...
You wanted to kill somebody, and I'm just all, now we can never kill him, because there's a paper trail.
And I thought that was very wise.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought it would be great for me if it looked like I thought of it on the radio.
But, right.
Okay, fine.
So I have to say I've forgotten about whatever else it is that I hate because I hate that kid so much.
Well, that's kind of good, you know, actually, as a hate.
To hate a 12-year-old?
Well, it's like a sort of hate heat sink kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
You can focus all your hate on that.
Right.
Rather, you know, it doesn't spill over to the rest of your life. You can
right.
just make a little hate shrine to this kid and then go on.
Right.
Totally. The life of a normal, well-adjusted person who doesn't have a hate shrine. To a 12-year-old.
Now, to be fair, he's a good kid. He loves his mama. He's never fist fighting. He's never doing anything bad like that. You know, he's a good kid.
How do you know any of this?
We've been neighbors with his family for, you know, 15 years. His mom has worked at a Mexican restaurant that we frequent for 2 decades.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I know they're good people. I know they're nice people. And I know the kid's a good kid. It's just the smoking thing, man. I'm going to kill him.
Okay. I see.
I just got to go spank him in front of his mom.
Wow. All right. 12-year-old. But, okay.
Yeah. When do you cut off spanking? At the beginning now, I guess.
Oh, God. I'm so glad they put the views and opinions disclaimer before this first segment.
Well, I don't know. All my kids, are old now. It's not like anybody's going to be all, don't let that guy have kids, you know. My kids are already old, and they're successful enough.
My point is the segment is a train wreck.
Why?
Because it's weird and creepy.
I think a lot of people, especially smokers out there, have their opinions about these people who, like, walk by and they're all...
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, it's like those drivers who, like, try to teach you a lesson. Like, you make a mistake, and they decide that they're going to slam on their brakes or something to try to teach you a lesson. You know, other people in society don't need to teach me a lesson.
Right.
You know, they just, if you make a mistake, you get a wave and say, oh, I'm sorry, because this might come as a shocker to some people. Everybody makes mistakes.
Is that true?
It is. It is. Yeah.
I've heard that, but I think that's kind of something they just tell all the mistake-making people so they don't feel so bad.
Well, you're here, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Your parents obviously made one.
I made lots of mistakes.
Your parents obviously made one mistake.
Yeah, multiple times. I have siblings, yeah.
I thought you only had one sibling.
I have a sibling.
But... Oh, okay. The other one died in the fire.
We don't talk about
that. That's terrible. That's terrible.
We're trying to move on from ever acknowledging they ever lived.
All right. Let's get back to business then, seeing how I forgot about the other thing that I hated. But I think it had something to do with the movie. Oh, speaking of movies, our Halloween show that's coming up, for those of you who want to discuss or listen to what we're discussing about, I should probably throw out that we're going to be watching and then discussing two horror films that are based on real-life events.
Indeed.
Those two movies that we're going to be watching and talking about is one called Veronica, about a possession that took place in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is going to be Winchester.
Winchester.
With Dame Helen Mirren in it.
Ah.
I got to say, Winchester, I don't have high hopes for.
Okay.
But Helen Mirren, she's like a real actress. So I'm a little...
I do not know.
I don't know. What do you expect from these?
I don't watch a whole lot of horror movies, so I'm expecting that I'll either like them much less than they deserve or much more than they deserve, because I'm not jaded on all the horror tropes.
Well, I'm trying to get you to say what you said the other day about Winchester.
I don't remember what
you
said.
You said something to the effect of, like, the only person who thought that place was haunted was her.
You said that.
I did?
Yeah.
Man, I'm clever. I'm trying to get myself to say stuff. And I did.
Well, well done.
All right, back to business.
Do you have conversations with me, or do you just fill in my part?
I don't know.
In your brain.
Somebody's got to make you interesting.
I guess.
All right, so tonight we got Geeks Paranormal, Paranormal Investigators.
Indeed.
Indeed. I always like having the paranormal investigators. Of course, I always want to know the scary stuff. And
I'm sure they'll have the scoop on that.
Well, that's kind of the fun part about paranormal investigators as opposed to, like, spiritualists and stuff like that.
Right.
The spiritualists will be talking about how it was a beautiful experience. And the paranormal investigators are really at the core looking for murderous, psychopathic ghosts. That's what they want, isn't it?
I would. I
think it's,
I do.
It's purely semantic. If you didn't want that, you would call yourself something else.
Right.
All right. Well, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Coming up next, we're going to be interviewing Geeks Paranormal. Come on back.
Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. The falling in the same time. You're going through a sidewalk. You keep on looking down my. Back to the back.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Beat on the front, beat on the front, beat on the front with a baseball bat. Oh yeah.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we are here with Geeks Paranormal, Shauna and Vicky. We got you there with us.
Hi, hi, how are
you? Man, you guys are excited.
Yeah, that's some serious enthusiasm there.
That is some serious enthusiasm, you know. We try. Right. So, you know, I always, well, let's separate some voices here. Which one's Shauna?
I'm Shauna.
Shauna.
And I'm Vicky.
And you're Vicky. All right. I'm Chauncey, and this is Kara.
Hello.
And
Hi.
And, okay, so, you know, we always ask this at the beginning. Maybe I'll go to Shauna first. You know, really, what moved you in this direction? You know, was it an experience or a lifelong interest?
Well, it's funny that you ask because we don't get asked that all the time. No, I'm just kidding. I had some experiences when I was younger. When I was about 5 years old, my papa died. And I remember being on my swing set and asking him to push me while I was crying, and I felt a nudge. And of course, at that age, you just kind of brushed it off like, yeah, okay, whatever. Well, then later on in my teenage years, I messed with the Ouija board a little bit, and that was freaky enough as it was. Whenever you have a planchet that moves on its own, that really gets you thinking about things. But again, I kind of pushed it aside, and In the military, I did the same thing with a friend, done the Ouija board, and her daughter was there, and her daughter was hiding in the bathroom saying that the people around the board didn't want her to be there. So that got me thinking, but it wasn't until I moved from Alabama to Oklahoma, and I was a supervisor, and me and a friend of mine started talking that she was like, you should totally make a group. So 6 years ago, I created Geeks Paranormal, and we've been going since.
So what brought you in there, Vicki?
Okay, well, when I was a toddler... So my grandmother, who had been dead at that point since my mom was 17 and she had me in when she was like 23. And apparently I described her perfectly to my mother. And when I was 5, I died.
How'd you die? Wait, you can't just skip over that. How'd you die?
Yeah, Vicki, you have to tell them everything.
I had a severe head injury, and where they literally had to push my head, my skull back together, and imagine a 5-year-old with 120 staples to put their head back together. I had to have 2 blood transfusions, and it was a result of child abuse.
Oh, wow.
God. And that's what's been wrong with her ever since. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
I'm kidding.
Probably.
I love you.
Okay, so continue. You died when you were 5.
World to me. Huh?
I said, go ahead, continue. You died when you were 5, and?
Yes. It basically opened up the world to me where I was able to start feeling and seeing spirits. And I don't know if it was the death or prior, because I saw my grandma when I was 3, about 3. So, but after that, I mean, I was able to sense things. I started having weird, you know, dreams that would come true. And, you know, so I've always known that there was something beyond what people can see. I don't really remember what happened when I died, except for it felt almost like an astral projection. I remember seeing the bright light. And I'm pretty sure that was the surgery lights that I was seeing. But I don't have a whole lot of details of the actual death, but I've always known that there was something beyond. And when I was 7, because I was in a horrible abusive situation, I wanted to die myself. I tried to kill myself when I was 7 years old. And I had a visit by what I believe was an angel to basically tell me, you know, to keep going. And I remember going like up into a place and sitting on somebody's lap, and it's hard to talk about because most people don't want to believe you.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, that's par for the course, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But that always stayed with me, and there was a couple other times that I'd also gone up to that same place and have, once was after my mother died, because my mom had mental illness, and that was why she was abusive. So as an adult, I understood and forgave her, and so we started to build a relationship back up after she got on the right medication. Mm-hmm. Well, she passed away in 2014. And we had, just started, 2 years back of having a decent relationship. And so I was heartbroken, and I basically asked God if I could just talk to my mom one more time. And I felt myself, basically astral project out of my body. And I went up into a place that was what I could only assume was, what I call the waiting period before heaven or whatever. And I was able to spend 1 minute, because that's all I asked God for was 1 minute. And I was able to spend this time with my mother one more time. And then when I returned to my body, I looked at the clock, and only 1 minute had passed.
Oh, crazy.
Huh. Mm.
So it seems like
those are insightful comments on that. Oh, crazy!
Oh, sorry, you know, I'm a journalist. What do you want from me? So, you know, is it common? It seems common. I have a very movie knowledge of this stuff. You know, my transition into this stuff was just being a fan of horror and fantasy, and then all of a sudden I'm like, well, maybe some of it's real. I want to look into it. You know, but at least a common trope in films is that people who are connected to the afterlife in some sort of way had some serious trauma in their life. Do you feel that was the case, or do you notice that with other people?
In my situation, it probably was. I mean, I had a very traumatic childhood. I mean, literally from dying to child abuse to being bounced around in the foster care system to being homeless to, like, all sorts of things that happened to me. And I have, and I'm very, you know, I'm an empath, and I have very strong connections to the paranormal. However, I don't know that it's always the case. I know at least of one or two people that have very strong abilities that had a great childhood. So I don't, you know, I couldn't answer that completely. What do you think, Shauna?
Well, I didn't have a traumatic childhood. I'm an only child. I think it just it depends on who God wants to have what. Because yeah. I'm a sort of a sensitive. I say that all the time. Vicky rolls her eyes.
A sort of sensitive. So actually, you guys keep saying God, and like I've found that it kind of seems like they tend to be mutually exclusive, but you don't find this world of paranormal and this world of ghosts and the world of angels and God to be mutually exclusive from one another.
Well, we believe that everybody has the right to believe what they want. First
exactly.
of all.
Well, of course.
So,
yeah.
So, but I am a strong believer of Jesus Christ. And I believe that, you know, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, I believe all of this is connected. And I also believe in other religions.
Oh, I believe that, like, you know, Buddhism and Christianity and all that are all connected.
Every religion has some sort of right and some sort of wrong to it. You know, like, in everything. You know, even Christianity, there's some wrong.
Oh, yeah.
There's some things that people didn't get right that when the end does come, everybody's going to be like, oh, I didn't think of it like that.
That's how it was supposed to be. Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, I think you need to keep an open mind. And in order to be in this field, you definitely have to have an open mind. And that should flow into your religious beliefs as well.
Yes.
I see. Yeah, because so often, you know, people basically anything that has to do with ghosts or spirits other than, you know, the Holy Spirit, they sort of associate it with evil or darkness. But I assume not all spirits are ghosts or evil. Some of them are just in limbo.
Yeah, deals with that firsthand.
All the time. My parents, my son, they go to a church that believes anything to do with spirits or demons.
Right.
And I'm in witchcraft.
which I always find funny because, hello, the Holy Spirit? That was not a demon, guys.
Right. Well, they have the one. They have the one.
The one, yes. Exactly.
All right. Well, we're coming up on our first break here. You're listening to Shauna and Vicky from Geeks Paranormal here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Yeah. Firefighter advocates across California oppose Prop 10. John Kupal is president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.
Prop 10 could create more than 500 rental boards full of unelected bureaucrats and allow them to impose government fees on all housing, plus control how much homeowners can charge to rent out their own home or even a single room.
Robert Gutierrez from California Taxpayers Association.
Prop 10 could cost state and local governments hundreds of millions of dollars. If this flawed plan gets challenged in court, Prop 10 puts taxpayers on the hook to defend it. Protect your wallet. Vote no on Prop 10.
Check the facts at Prop10Flaws.com. Paid for by No on Prop 10, a flawed initiative that will make the housing crisis worse. A coalition of housing advocates, renters, large and small businesses, taxpayer groups, and veterans. Committee major funding from Michael K. Haid, including Western National Group and affiliated entities.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Dust off your Lederhosen for Turtle Bay's second annual Oktoberfest, held on October 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music from Black Vinyl 45, tasty food, and more. Oktoberfest will feature beer and food from 14 NorCal vendors. Dress in your best Oktoberfest attire for a chance to win in our costume contest. Pre-sale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door and include your first full beer free with admission. Tickets are on sale now. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, little girl, I want to be your boyfriend. Please, little girl.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we're talking with Geeks Paranormal, Shauna and Vicky.
Woo-hoo!
You know, before we were talking about sort of being sensitive and being, you know, somewhat clairvoyant, I guess sensitive in this day and age of politics can mean a lot of things, being spiritually sensitive.
All you psychic snowflakes out there.
Right, right. Yeah, totally. But
we have a getting triggered by visions from the dead.
Right, right. Totally. Is one of you a nuts and bolts sort of, you know, there tends to be the nuts and bolts one that's the scientific and the readouts. Who's reading the readouts?
Who's reading the readouts?
Yeah.
Well,
we're both a little, you know, skeptical as well because of the fact that we want our evidence to be authentic. So
yeah.
Very, you know.
Our research has to be authentic. Our evidence has to be authentic.
If in doubt, we throw it out.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I understand that. You know, you got to use the spiritual sensitivity to point you in the right direction. But when you get there, you really want to walk away with something concrete, I assume.
Oh, always.
And I believe that, you know, Sean is a little bit more grounded in that area because I could fly, you know, off the radar a little and she has to be like,
nope.
Okay, bring it in.
Right. So what's one of these investigations look like for you guys when you guys go out and do this, you know?
Oh, it's very long and tedious. We usually go out for as long as we possibly can, hopefully for at least an 8-hour to 12-hour investigation, and after that the research is what takes the longest because you have 5 or 6 cameras that have 8 to 12 hours of video on it, plus you have digis, which is about 4 or 5 digis that have stuff on it, and then you have to do all this review. And what happens is my team does the review and then they send it to Vicky, so she's my second, and then once Vicky's done doing her little pan through, I get it and I'll look through it and see if I need to throw anything out or if it's legit.
I see. And then so it passes through a lot of filters before you're willing to do anything with it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then there's also
the research.
Amount of research and history because I do a lot of the history of it and I'm not satisfied with the surface stuff. I have to keep digging and digging and digging until, like, I can't find any more things to dig.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. How's the history go with this sort of thing? Do you feel that it's more effective to go in knowing the history ahead of time or to go in and collect the data and then learn the history after the fact and make connections?
No, you collect the data first.
Then I do the history afterwards because it has to be authentic. And if I'm going in with my gifts or ability and I already know the history, well,
it's kind of cheating.
How's anybody going to believe that I actually felt something or actually saw something if I've already learned the history?
I'll do a little bit of the history research before we go into a place, so that way I know what's going on. But my sensitives, they stay clean. They don't go in knowing anything. They just know, hey, this is the location that this person's having a problem with or this business is having a problem with, and then we go from there. Then after everything is said and done, Vicky goes in and does the extensive research that we need for the property.
So have you ever gotten any concrete evidence that you really feel was of quality that you feel that the world should look at or take a second glance at?
Absolutely,
yes. We this is actually something that happened before she was even part of the team. We went to a place called Spiritual Rose in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Owner's very awesome. She's very nice. Gave us the whole place for the night. And, I mean, we just found during the investigation, we were doing a spirit box session, and I kept asking who was here, and the person kept replying, Jeffy. And once Vicky done the research, she found that it was an actual veteran that had,
he like ran to a bus and he tripped and fell and went underneath the bus and got run over and trapped under the bus. So he died. And he died literally right on the corner, right where they are, which is a couple years prior to her.
In 2014, when we investigated in 2016. Mm-hmm. And I'm only assuming that the reason he was really there was because I'm ex-military, and we had kind of mentioned that during the investigation, and he constantly kept trying to get my attention.
There's actually an EVP of military alphabet being read. We hear him say his name. We hear him at one point, and we actually have a video of it where he's telling her to be careful. There's another time where he says, Sean is like saying something about there's lights over there, and it was a car, and he's like, ignore that.
And there's also a time where I accidentally sat on a kitten, and he was like, yeah, keep laughing.
Yeah, so we have a lot of EDP from...
And it's the same voice. That's the only reason why we say it's him.
Right. So you actually have this on recording. That's interesting, you know, because...
No, we do. We'll have to send it to you for you to share.
Yeah, we'd be happy to share because, you know, I'm... You know, there's so much of this going on, but, you know, is I guess this might be a good question. Is there a repository where paranormal investigators sort of get together and sort of collect that concrete evidence? Is there any one group or website or system that's sort of collecting the things that we feel are credible evidence?
I think a lot of the websites, there are websites that'll have a bunch of different paranormal investigators on it just for people that need help. So they have the paranormal investigators on there, but I haven't really seen, I mean, I do see websites that have like YouTube channels and their own videos of what they see, but I don't really consider it a collection. I think a lot of the paranormal investigators would like to keep their own collection just so it's their proof that something's happened.
Well, although in the paranormal world, a lot of us are become close like family.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
So when we can afford and to spend the money, we can go to conventions, and it's basically like a family reunion.
Oh, it
you
is.
You go and you get to see all your other weirdo paranormal investigators.
And, your weirdo fam.
your weirdo fam. And but we don't sit in a room and compare notes or something. It's like, if they share their evidence, we're like, oh, cool, and well, it might share us, but it's not. There's not really an archive set up for that. Would be a great idea.
Oh, it would be.
There's not one so far that I'm aware of.
Plus, really, how would you even vet that, you know? Because, well, do you feel that there's a lot of, you know, we talk about this with UFO research often, that, like, do we feel that there are people out there sort of obviously perpetuating hoax? Now, I'm aware there are big ones that are perpetuating hoax of market soda pop or whatever. But do you think that there are, like, grassroots guys out there perpetuating hoaxes in order to make some money online?
See, that is the problem in our field, is that there is going to be a lot of people that are cons and faking stuff. And that gives the rest of us that are authentic bad names. And, you know, and when you are out there and you're not really quite sure what to believe in, and you find these sites of people that are basically faking it, or, you know, showing dust and saying it's orbs and, you know, with no solid evidence, then you start to doubt the entire
everything
field completely.
Yeah.
And that's heartbreaking, actually.
It is very heartbreaking, because there's a lot of very good evidence out there that shows that, you know, paranormal is real.
Absolutely.
But then you have the ones that want to go in and video edit something or Photoshop something, and it's like, come on.
Yeah, and I have seen that a lot, especially in those little paranormal groups that you get on Facebook that everybody wants, you know, anybody can join. You'll see something. They'll be like, I took this picture and see this, and you can tell it's a Photoshop. And you're like, oh, come on, please don't do that. Please just don't. And it's not just because not only are they lying for the attention, but they're also – putting a strike against the paranormal community.
Yeah, because if they can do it,
yeah,
why aren't the other people doing it?
Right, yeah. And so people become less convinced when the real evidence is out there.
Right, right. But luckily in the case of paranormal and once again UFOs, it seems that there are just that they're the big topics because we all know so many people who have experiences or have a story to tell. And they're all people that, you know, we don't think are nuts. You know, I'm sure there are nuts on the internet, but I mean, a lot of these times we're hearing these stories from people that we know and give credence to, you know. All right, well, we're coming up on our next break here. You're listening to Radio Wasteland as we're talking to Geeks Paranormal, Shauna and Vicky. Come on, Matt.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167. After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We're talking to Geeks Paranormal. We're talking to Shauna and Vicky. You know, at the risk of pigeonholing myself into the stereotypical questions that I always ask, I have to ask you, what is the scariest thing that you've ever seen or dealt with while doing this?
We have to know.
We have to know. Maybe I'll ask you individually. Shauna, how about we start with you? What's the scariest thing that you've dealt with? Or has there even been anything
yet.
Scary? No, I mean that's an acceptable
good.
Answer.
Yeah.
We've been in this field for 6 years, and I really have not been so scared. I've been excited, and ecstatic that we found something and heard a noise or heard a voice or seen something, but to I have yet to. Be at that point where I'm so scared, I'm like, no, I'm not going back to that place.
You never thought that your, cameraman
scared.
Was
I
obsessed by...
Out.
What'd you say, Vicky? Go for it.
I haven't been scared either, but I have been creeped out by something that happened. And, well, actually, I could tell you two different stories about the same house.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Excellent.
One was I was looking through the stills after we did the investigation. I was looking, flipping through them and stuff. And at one point, one of the pictures was of the kitchen of this house that we were at. And suddenly, there was a little creature on the countertop that turned and looked at me in the still.
And then, of course, I'm like, in the name of Jesus, be gone, and I tossed it. And then I sent it to Sean and I afterwards, and well, by then it was already gone. So
what am I supposed to be looking at?
She gets a picture of a kitchen, and there's nothing there. So that was a little creepy. But the other part was the there was the clientele itself that was a little creepy on that one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get into great details because, you know, but there was a little bit of a harassment going on after the fact that we had to kind of nip in the bud because they were constantly wanting me to come out and be alone with them. And we don't go anywhere alone.
No, we don't do anything alone.
At the risk of hovering around a PC topic, are you talking like in a molesty, weird way they wanted you to come back?
I
can't really tell what you're saying, so it's like I'm trying to figure out what exactly were they doing.
You figured it out.
Pretty much like that.
So, you know, I always want to know this from paranormal researchers, especially people who are sensitive. You know, I can't help but to think that if all this stuff is going on out there, that there's some sort of like culture beyond. There is some sort of existence. I mean, are we just looking at spirits floating around who used to be alive, or are there spirits who are out there that maybe never existed in life, who are both benevolent and evil? You know, is there some sort of like culture or existence going on out there, or are we just sort of like looking at random stuff that can't figure out where to go?
Well, it depends on how you believe, but from my experience and my beliefs, we're all eternal beings. Like, we always have been and always will be. And so we're only temporarily in our flesh. So before we were born, then we weren't, you know, we were still an eternal being. You know, we were still there. We were still existing. Either, you know, whether it's here on a different plane or up in heaven or wherever, but we still existed. And once you die, your soul lives on. And so, you know, but now your soul has attachments to people on Earth because you lived here. So
right.
You want to kind of hang around and see what everybody's doing. And I believe that we still have free will on the other side. And Judgment Day hasn't come yet, so we're free to roam.
Go to Scotland.
Go to Scotland and blow up people's kilts. That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do when we die.
We've already decided we're going to sit in parades and, you know, blow.
Well, at the risk of sounding silly, like when somebody passes on and they are this internal being, do they have a day job? Do they have a purpose? Do they have relationships with other things? That's kind of what I'm getting by saying a culture, or are they sort of thrown into the well of energy, or... You know,
again, I think that follows the beliefs, because a lot of people want to believe that these people pass on to heaven or...
Right, that they go to heaven. And there's some people that believe that ghosts doesn't exist at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that, that we feel is a demon. Or there's some people that believe that, you know, if you're haunted, you know, a place, that you're stuck in that place. Mm-hmm. But I think it depends on how you live. I feel like if you were an evil cinnamon, you know what, you probably are stuck someplace.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to be forced to be stuck there until Judgment Day, until, you know, God decides what he's going to do with you, or until you're able to make right. I believe that you still have a chance on the other side to get your soul right a little bit before Judgment Day.
Eternity, you know, it's a mighty long time.
It is.
You think they'd throw you a second chance somewhere along the way.
Right, and, you know, as the Bible says, God said that, you know, he is not willing for anybody's soul to perish. Anybody to, you know, basically burn in hell. So, I mean, and of course, I'm leaning towards the Christian beliefs. Now, if a listener is a different religion, they have a right to believe that whatever their eternity is. But I believe it's individual. I believe that, you know, if a person commits suicide, they might be trapped a little bit more, or at least that, you know, marker is trapped. What I mean by that is, when I believe that there is energy fingerprints and that we all have them. And like when something happens, like we're been murdered or like a suicide or extreme excitement, like maybe a massive orgasm, I hate to say that on there, but like something very exciting or very traumatic happens, we leave an energy fingerprint behind. And when people come along and they see, you know, these kind of hauntings that keep playing over and over and over again, they're not really dealing with an actual haunting. That person's soul might not be there at all. It's just their fingerprint that was left behind.
Sure. Like kind of the stone tape theory, maybe, in some cases.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the end of the interview here. You know, can you tell our audience a little bit more about where they can find out more about you?
Oh, you can find out more about us by going to youtube.com/geeksparanormal. You can go to facebook.com/geeksparanormal. You can also find us on Instagram at g.e.e.k.s_geeks_paranormal. All you got to do is find the little geeky ghosts that are our symbol. It's a little boy with glasses and a little girl with pink hair and glasses, and you'll find us.
And we are on Spotify, Link, Tumblr, pretty much everywhere.
Sounds good. And we also link to you from Radio Wasteland's Facebook. So, you know, if you're having a hard time finding him, just go there. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for being on the show. You've been listening to Shauna and Vicky here on Radio Wasteland. That was Geeks Paranormal.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.